I'm now joined with Sean Smith, Principal of Grange Community College, to talk about how it is for students and teachers now back at school. Also, this year's Leaving Certificate results and a number of other issues concerning the college. Good afternoon, Sean. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. How are you?
Yes, very good. And yourself?
Ah, very good, yeah. We're delighted to be back, and thanks for having me on the show again today.
You're most welcome. In fact, that's what I was going to ask you. What's the general view now of students and teachers now back at school? All positive, I'd say.
Oh, we're delighted to be back in school, and I suppose just to give you a flavour of our first few days, I got around to talk to all the classes, and our message this year was much more hopeful. You know, we're looking for, we still have masks, we still have restrictions, we still have COVID response plans, but we are certainly much more hopeful than we were last year. The sporting organisations have, you know, opened up training for children again. Yes, there are still guidelines around pods and things like that, but we can certainly look to offer more extracurricular activities and sports. We've tried to do as much as we possibly could under the guidelines last year, but it's certainly a much more hopeful year and a much more normal year for children in school this year.
That sounds good. And how is the school managing in terms of ventilation? Has a new system been installed since summer break, or is it all about leaving windows and doors open?
Yeah, we're abiding by the guidelines from the department. As you know, we're a Dublin and Dunleary ETB school, and we have a buildings team. So I did get them to come out last year when ventilation was recommended, and we had a look at the rooms in the school, and we have really good ventilation in terms of keeping windows open and doors open. And also we took a delivery of a number of CO2 monitors. Not enough for every classroom. The department have sent out maybe 10 or 12 of those. We probably have twice that amount of classrooms. So we do have those, and they are mobile, and we can use them in the room to monitor the CO2 in the room. So that lets us know whether there is good ventilation in there, and it seems that we have no issue so far.
Okay, and how helpful have the CO2 monitors been?
They are quite useful, particularly for rooms that wouldn't have, say, like the science labs, for example. The ventilation would be through the roof lights. They don't actually have an internal window that opens out onto a green area. Or we have a demonstration room, which would be similar. It doesn't have a window. It has roof lights. So it's very useful for those windows when it's not obvious, for those rooms when it's not obvious that there is good ventilation there.
Okay. So, Sean, how did the Leaving Certificate results pan out this year for your students?
Our Leaving Certs were absolutely a fantastic bunch of young men and women. They always have been for the last 6 years. We had them in today, actually. We were taking photographs. And if you follow our social media pages, you'll see their profile pictures going up over the next few days to say who they were and what they achieved and what the next step is for their education now. We had fantastic points. Our highest student got 577 points, which is amazing, really. And we had many, many other students who reached and exceeded their potential. So they were fantastic, and they've gone into courses of law, politics, music, arts degrees, lots and lots of really, really good things. Lots of people going into PLCs as well, doing hairdressing and doing politics and sociology and things like that then as well. So they were excellent, and I'm very, very proud of all that they've achieved.
Oh, that's great to hear. You also wanted to discuss new scholarships. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, we came up with a concept a few years ago of acknowledging students for exceptional results in the state exams. We previously had a Roy Savage Award for the Best Junior Cycle Award. Roy Savage was a previous principal here, so we named it in his memory. And that was for the junior cycle. We've awarded that now for 3 years. And last year we decided that I think it was time for us to also acknowledge our best Leaving Cert students and invite those back for a ceremony to celebrate their achievement in the Leaving Cert. And we decided then to name it after Anne-Marie O'Riordan, who sadly passed away a number of years ago and was a previous deputy principal in the school here in Grange Community College. And Anne-Marie's family have very kindly and very generously decided that in her memory that they will award a €1,000 scholarship towards that successful student's college or through their further education. So we plan on handing that out. We're going to do an in-person ceremony, hopefully with the restrictions lifting. We hope that they will lift late in October. So we hope to be able to arrange, invite in Anne-Marie's family and arrange for a lovely ceremony awarding our best Leaving Cert student with that €1,000 towards his further education.
Okay, thanks for that. There are plans for a midterm camp to focus on intensive English language support, and I believe it's all aimed at students where English is their second language. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we're a very multicultural school, and I suppose a word on that as well is our second biggest population here in terms of nationalities is Polish, and as a school we acknowledge the fact that our community is a diverse community, and for the first time this year we are now offering Polish as a Leaving Cert subject, and we've hired a teacher who is teaching students Polish so that they can sit the Leaving Cert in their home language. The midterm summer camp for intensive language, we're not actually running that ourselves, but we would be approached by many different organisations about, you know, camps that are happening at midterm and Easter and Christmas. And we, on their behalf, we advertise the camps for them. So we would encourage our students who are who would not speak English at home to participate in these. And we also support our students here in the school through our English as an Additional Language program with Miss Byrne. So we have a teacher there who does go through a program to bring their level up to a standard where they can access the curriculum.
Okay. A summer camp was also held this year for students. How did it go?
It was fantastic. We had two separate summer camps. We had a summer camp for our incoming first years, and that was with thanks to, there's a local program here called a school completion program. It exists in the wider community, so it's in the primary schools and in the secondary schools. And the school completion program, they funded it. There were lots of really fun activities. They were, you know, at the beach. They did some raft building. They were in Tato Park. So it was a really nice opportunity for students coming into first year to, you know, to meet up before they actually arrive in school. Because we have, like, I think this year we have about 20 different primary schools feeding into our first years. And we've over 100 first years. So there are, you know, sometimes there are students coming individually from a primary school and might not know anyone else. So we want to make sure that they have an opportunity to build relationships and build friends before they even arrive in the building. So that was one of our camps. And the second one we ran as a summer program, and that was for our existing students. And they arrived in 2 weeks before school started for lots of, you know, fun activities using baking in the home ec room, really art and craft, you know, really enjoyable part of school life, which also, like, ease them into school again.
Okay. And Sean, tell us about the FUSE anti-bullying workshops that's available for second year students, I believe.
Yeah, so FUSE, we're very, I suppose, our focus is anti-bullying, as is every school. You know, we don't want to accept anyone feeling isolated or feeling left out or feeling like that they find school difficult. So we do try to raise awareness about bullying, and we do educate our students about how it feels to be bullied. So FUSE is a series of workshops aimed at second-year students. The program is run with by DCU, so Dublin City University. They have an anti-bullying research centre there. It gives students the skills they need to be bystanders, or to be upstanders rather than bystanders in bullying situations. We train students in empathy, internet awareness, and we try to create that culture where bullying is not accepted, and students call it out when they see it, and then they also have the confidence to report it to teachers. So it encourages them to take ownership of their behaviour and reduce any kind of bullying incidents. So that is Fused. It's not just specific to here. It is delivered nationally as part of the SPHE curriculum.
Okay. And there's also a new induction programme for first-year students. Tell us what's involved in it.
So we had, we had a look at the induction process. We thought it was really, I suppose, important to have as smooth a transition as possible for sixth class students transitioning into first year. It was one of the first times, really, that we haven't had an opportunity to meet the sixth class students in person prior to their arrival. So, for example, in January, we had an information evening. We would normally invite all of our incoming first years in for an information evening, meet their parents, talk to them about the school, talk to them about uniform, timetables, all of the things that they would expect in secondary school. We would also generally have them in a Saturday in January also for their entrance assessment. This year we couldn't do that. We had to do their entrance assessment online. And we were quite happy to have done it online. I know lots of schools struggled to do them at all. And it was great that we had some information on them before they arrived. But we needed to have a more intensive induction for them this year. So we brought them in on a phased basis for a little bit of time to begin with, extended out the time. And there were lots of activities, treasure hunts, activities around the school, sports, so that they, again, familiarise themselves with the surroundings, make friends and become familiar with their teachers.
OK. And there's also an 8-week online course designed to support parents. Tell us about the aim and purpose of this course.
Again, we have a homeschool community liaison person in the school here. She's a teacher here, Miss Donnelly. And her role and her function is to support parents. And sometimes parents find it, particularly if it's your first time having a child in secondary school, first time having a child who's a teenager, and that can be a struggle and it can be difficult to understand the system, because obviously the primary system is much different to the secondary school system. So we do run parent courses here. We have a parent room in the school, so we invite parents in to do flower arranging, to have conversations if their child has special educational needs, that we have support groups for that. And we also run parenting courses so that we can help them through those difficult years, those difficult teenage years. And we also, again, we have great links with the local community. Baldoyle Family Resource Centre is someone that we deal with quite regularly. So if they are running courses for parents in the community, we also regularly advertise their courses on our social media platforms as well.
That sounds great. Is there a fee involved for parents?
For our own parent courses here, no.
Well, okay.
We don't charge any fees for those.
Okay.
No.
And are there many places still available?
Now, that's something I would have to check up, but feel free. Anyone that wants to call the office here, the office number is 01-847-1422. You ask for Roisin Donnelly and she can talk you through whether there are places available.
That's excellent. So finally, Sean, in relation to the further education part of the college, are there many courses with vacancies still available? I'd say there are, might be a few of them.
Yes, there are. I suppose with the Leaving Cert having been delayed, the results haven't come out late, that means the whole CAO process is delayed and the offers for, say, students going into university, that has, it has been slow this year. So, and a lot of times if students are going on to a university or going on to an IT, that when they take up those places, they don't necessarily take up a further education course or a post-leaving cert course. So we certainly do have places still available. We're still accepting applications. Our website, and I can give you the details of that, it's www.grangecc.com/further education. You can apply directly on the website there. There are a number of different courses available. We have beauty therapy, we have business courses, we have a really popular course, social studies with psychology. Fantastic teacher there, really qualified to that. We're teaching the new early childhood care and education, and that includes the piece on you can become a special needs assistant from that. And we have there was another course there. An exciting new course in digital marketing with behavioural studies, which is new to us this year. So there's lots of opportunities there. Some of the learning is on site this year. We're committed to try and get our students back into the building to give them a more real third level experience, because it was very difficult, you know, in all third level institutions last year, because, you know, really studying or doing extra study in third level from your own home wasn't the same experience. So we're trying to bring our students in. We also have laptops to loan to students who might struggle to provide their own device as well. So we have lots of opportunities here in our further education department also.
That sounds excellent. So if anybody wants any more information, it's grangecc.com/further education.
Yeah, just absolutely.
Read that. Okay. Right, so we'll leave it there for today. Sean, thanks very much again for joining us today. All the very best to you, and do take care.
Thanks, Johnny. It's always a pleasure being on the show.
Yeah, pleasure is all ours. All the best.
Thank you.